So before we continue with today's episode, I want to give a big shout out to The Russell. If you do not know what The Russell is, it's a historic East Nashville one-of-a-kind boutique hotel. Their mission is to give back to the Nashville community through their Rooms for Rooms program by donating a portion of each stay to local nonprofits who are helping those experiencing homelessness. I think this is a dope idea, especially with the homeless population here in Nashville and literally how it's on the rise. So y'all visit russellnashville.com to book your experience today. Thank you, Russell. We love you. Before we even start, like, I just want to say how happy and how excited I am because this podcast has been on the back burner for literally so long. Like, it's been 2-3 years, I want to say 4 years, since this idea has even been born. And now that I'm actually doing this, it's really exciting. And I'm like, I don't even know how to explain myself, but fuck it. Let's start this episode. Let's start the intro. Let's get it.
It's the Black Box.
You don't know what you gon' get.
It's the Black Box.
We might just have a special guest.
It's the Black Box.
And we forgive, but don't forget.
It's the Black Box. Yeah.
The Black Box Podcast.
Don't y'all just love that intro song? Like, that intro is so, I love that intro. Shout out to Mr. Gemini himself, literally. Thank you so much. But you guys, welcome to the first episode of the Black Box Podcast. It's your girl Jen. If you do not know me, you're gonna get to know me here very, very soon. Let's start with this. If you thought that you guys were gonna get a 30-minute episode, yeah, you were sadly mistaken. I literally do not need y'all to be like, Jen, well, we want to know. Well, y'all want things. I want things. We just can't have the things that we want sometimes, okay? If you want to make executive decisions, come and join the cast. Join the group. Fill out an application. Like, I would love for another host to be on here, you know? You feel me? But for right now, this is how we're going to do things. But yes, my name is Jennifer, also known as Jen, also known as Speaking of Jay on Instagram. Hello. If you do not follow me, go ahead and do that. If you haven't already, I'm a photographer, videographer, now podcaster, broke college student. What else? Literally just, I'm just a girl just trying to figure out what the fuck I'm trying to do with my life right now. You're going to get to know me a little bit more throughout this whole podcast experience. So if this first episode, you do not know shit about me, then it's okay. There's a bunch of more episodes. But for the next couple of minutes, I just want to tell you guys, like, about the backstory of this podcast. Like, why it got its name, why it started, why it took me so long to even do. Like, why did it take you 3 to 4 years to even start? So let's take it back to... Let's take it back to after graduating high school. So after graduating high school, I went straight to Western Kentucky that August. And my roommate at the time, she actually was a friend from high school. And we lived in Bemis in room 802. If you knew, you knew. You knew that spot, that room was the hangout spot. Like, everybody used to come in there. Like, there's videos. I'll show the videos here. But there's videos of everybody always being in our room. And fun fact, we never even left that room. We hated leaving that room. Like, our room was our safe, or like our safe spot. Like, leaving, we only really left for classes, and we only left if we were going to like Walmart or stuff. Like, if we weren't at the dorm, we were at Walmart. If we weren't at Walmart, we were at that dorm. Like, literally, when I tell you, never fucking left. But we actually didn't have like a lot of friends at Western Kentucky. Like, it was just really us and the people that we knew, because there were some people from our high school that went to that college, but there was like one person in our group that we really knew and was with us all the time, and then there was like two other people that went, but like we really didn't talk. Like, we saw each other and just said hi. But yeah, bro, like, there was like a group of five of us, because me and my roommate, we would we wouldn't make friends outside of the dorm room. Like, and also our dorm room, if you knew about Bemis, it was co-ed. So there was also guys and girls in that room at the same time. So we really didn't have to go out to look for friends. Like, they were just roaming the fucking floors and we were just like, you want to be friends? And the rest is history. But we had a group of friends. There was five of us total in this group. And we always hung out in our room for some reason. Like, we let them come in and, you know, just talk for hours and hours and hours. And then there was one day, I don't remember what day, but there was one day where I sat there and I was like, maybe we should start a podcast. Because, you know, if you have a group of friends, like, you always talk. There's always different topics. Everybody has a different perspective of shit. So, like, it was always an interesting topic. And it was never the same thing that we talked about. It was always something different. And then one day I was just like, maybe we should start a podcast. And, like, they loved the idea. Like, I was like, okay, great. But if you knew, I used to be a photojournalism major. So I was getting close with my professors, of course, but I was getting close with them so I could see, like, who can help me start a podcast. Because podcasts weren't really a thing back in the day. Like, they were there, but, like, people really didn't listen to podcasts for real. What ended up happening was I ended up getting an okay from one of my professors. We were on the, like, we were about to do it. And then, you know, if you guys know, sometimes in life you fall out with people. And that's what ended up happening after year one of college. So everybody went their separate ways. I came back home. Everybody else, I think, went back home. Two of them stayed at Western. They actually graduated. Congratulations to you too. And yeah, so we fell out. Like, it wasn't nobody's fault either. It was just like, sometimes, like, you just fall out with people. And it's like, it's just life, you know? That's just the process of life. So when I came home, I started to do the podcast just a tiny bit. So I just started to write, like, the scripts, see what I needed. And I actually found people to do this podcast with me. Wanted, okay? I wanted these people to do the podcast with me. But now it's just like, nah. But I had these people help me try to do this podcast. And then a couple months later, I got some news that unfortunately my roommate had passed. So I deaded the whole podcast idea. Because first of all, I wasn't going to do this podcast without her. And it would have felt wrong if I was to do the podcast. Because, bro, me and her and also the other people in this group, like, we came up with this idea together. Like, we were all down for it. But, like, for some reason, when I found out that she passed, I was like, bro, fuck this podcast. I don't even want to do it. I don't even want to touch it. I don't even want to see it. Like, it became the last thing on my mind, and I just haven't touched it. So during COVID, I was just like, you know what? I think it's time for me to actually do the podcast. I think my roommate would love if I did it. And in honor of the podcast, that's why we're here. That's why we're doing it. Because, bro, I'm going to be honest, if my roommate was still alive, bro, this podcast would go to the fucking moon, bro. Like, I swear, like, bro, we would have so much fucking fun on this podcast. Like, you guys don't even fucking understand. Like, the chemistry that we all had together as a group was unfucking matched. Like, I don't know, bro. It's a sad thing, but also it's like a happy thing now. It's because, like, it's honorary to her. And, you know, I dedicate this fucking podcast to her. So, you know, that's how the podcast idea actually came about. All right, so let's get into the name. So listen, I don't want this to come off as we were addicts, but we are not. We were far from addicts, bro. But oh my god, I can't believe I'm gonna say this, but we had an obsession with condoms. And yes, you heard me, condoms. We were far from sexually active, but for some reason, we just loved condoms. Bro, first of all, did y'all know there were glow-in-the-dark condoms? I didn't know that shit. We didn't know that shit. There's also icy hot condoms. Y'all some fucking freaks, man, if you're using that shit. But look, so we lived next to the health center, and we used to go when we're sick or if we have just like questions or whatever. And they always gave out free condoms because, you know, like in college, you don't know half these people. You don't know where they've been, you know. So they always said, you know, protect yourself, this and that and the third. So what we did, we took the condoms, took them back to our college dorm, and we just kept them. And then every time we went to Walmart, we would find new condoms. So we were like, oh shit, we need to get those. Bro, we were literally collecting condoms like they were fucking Pokemon cards, bro. Like, seriously, like this was crazy. So we would collect them, and then we put them in an empty Kleenex box. And so we would always give out free condoms to our people in the dorms because, like, look, bro, when you were in college, bro, you were sexually active, bro. Like, you got to explore some shit. Like, you got to do some stuff, bro. We put them in the Kleenex box. And then we were like, nah, bro, we got to do something, bro. Like, this is too bland, bro. So what I ended up doing was I just ended up painting it black. And so, remember when I told you guys, like, when we came up with the idea of the podcast, that's when I came up with the idea, because I was looking at the black box on my desk. And so while we were talking about that, I was like, why don't we name it the Black Box Podcast? And that's how we got our name. So it's all full circle if you really think about it. Like, and y'all can't be mad, because we were out here trying to protect the world. We were like the Avengers. Like, we were out here protecting our sisters on the 8th floor. Like, come on now, bro. I think we should get a medal for that, or like a grant. I don't know. We needed a war for that. I also want to add, since there were so many different types of condoms in the box on the podcast, what we have are different questions in a black box to basically represent the condoms, basically. Because literally, like, who was it that said that? I think it was like, what was his name? Can't remember his name. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. I can't fucking remember his name. Forrest. Oh my God. Forrest Gump. Oh my God, bro. Y'all are finna kill me. Forrest Gump. Like, Forrest Gump said, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get. So every time we have people on the podcast, they're going to pull from the box, and they're not going to know what the question is. I'm not even going to know what the question is, but that's how it's going to be. That's how we're going to do the podcast. But once we start getting into the podcast, like actually doing the actual episodes and actually having people on the show, you guys will see what I'm talking about with this box. So you guys got the backstory of the podcast. You guys got why it took so long and all this good stuff. But I want to get down to the nitty gritty, what you guys actually want to hear. When are we going to start doing the podcast? We're actually not at the studio that we're actually going to be doing the podcast at. So this studio that we're actually in, we're just doing the audios here because, well, first of all, like, so I know some people aren't really like a fan of like videos and stuff. I feel like everybody's like different when it comes to cameras and stuff. So like this studio that we'd be using here would basically be acting as our audio studio for the people that aren't comfortable being on camera. So we'll be here when we have guests that don't want to be on camera. But then we'll be at To The Moon Creative. Shout out Mr. Tom. When you guys want to do, like, when our guests want to do, like, videos and stuff like that. But just for today, like, we're just doing, like, the audios because, like, it's the pilot. Like, you really don't need a video for the pilot. Like, I know there's a lot of podcasts that do, like, the pilots with no video on there. So like, I'm kind of still in the same idea. I also want to make a quick PSA. For some reason, a lot of people think that my podcast is only strictly for musical artists, but that is not the case. If you are a regular person and you want to come on this podcast, come on, just fill out that form. I know it, the form says like, what's it say? Like artist slash, no, it says name slash artist name, but it's really like, because I know a lot of artists and they want to come on the podcast. So it's like, you know, just put your artist name on there. But like I said, if you're a regular person just walking down the street, like I tell you that I got a podcast, literally come on the podcast. Like, I don't care. Like, we can vibe out. Like, I love getting to know new people. I need to get to know new people. I need to make new friends too. So like, come on. But you guys, that is it for today's episode? Pilot? This is the pilot. I don't care what you guys say. This is a pilot. It's not really an episode because it's like, I don't even know how many minutes or seconds or whatever this is. But you guys, I'm so excited. Like, you guys don't even understand. I don't know if you can even hear it in my voice. I'm literally so excited for what's about to come for me. Literally before this, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was out here managing a fucking group. Like, what? I don't do music. Like, I do media stuff. I don't do, like, music and stuff. But now that I've found this stuff and figured this shit out, like, I'm happy. I'm so excited for this journey of mine. If you guys think that I'm finna give y'all 100 episodes for a season, you guys are absolutely wrong. If I make it past 10 episodes, bro, I gotta do something crazy. I gotta go, like, skydiving or something. I gotta do the podcast from, like, a different state or something. Bro, I don't know, but keep me accountable for it because, like, this is what I want to do. This is how I'm going to do it. Like, I'm just going to vibe out with it, bro. Like, seriously. But you guys know for real, thank you so much for listening. I'm so excited. I'm so, so excited. Next week, listen, bro, next week we're going to have an episode with a very, very special guest, and I can't wait for you guys to meet this special guest. Not to get into a lot of detail of them, but make sure you follow the Instagram because you'll figure out who it is from there because we'll have like these little posts and all this good stuff. So, yeah. But you guys, that's it. I guess that's a wrap. I don't know I'm going to figure out how to end this in like a good way because like we're still new to this and I don't know how to end this podcast. Like I still want to talk, but you guys, like I'm so like, I can't say a lot because like if I say a lot, it's going to ruin the fucking podcast. And I don't want to spoil the podcast for you guys because I love you guys. And you know, but you guys, thank you so much for listening. I love you guys and I'll see you guys next week. Bye.